Thank you for calling customer support. This is Stacey. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Teresa Stone, and I got a charge from you folks. And so could we look that up, please?
Alrighty, what's your zip code?
98404.
Give me just a moment here. How do you spell that last name?
S, like a Sam, P-O-N-E, Stone.
You're breaking up, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're
Can you hear me
fine.
now?
Yes, ma'am.
S as in Sam, T as in Tom, O-N-E, Stone.
Alrighty. And that's under 98404.
Yes.
Alrighty. Have you ordered with us, ma'am?
I'm thinking I have what I got on my bank account is called Focus Max Nature.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't I now don't get me wrong because I just don't remember, but I think it has to do something with the brain. Some kind of a brain mat, because that's the only thing that I recall ever ordering that had the word focus. I don't remember the other part, Max Nature. I just remember that focus.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah, I got a charge on that. And if it is what I'm thinking it is, which I'll let you see and look it up. I don't know if you can even find it.
Don't worry, I'm looking for your account now, ma'am. One moment.
Oh, dear, my heart. Oh.
Do you have an order number?
No, the charge is just on my bank account for $69.95, I believe. I think it was. I know it was 69. I don't know if it's the 95. I can look at it. Yeah, I had to call them to get the rest of the number because all the phone numbers did not come on my phone, on my account. And so they gave me my bank account, maybe the rest of my rest of the phone number.
Okay. I'm looking for an account here, ma'am. I'm still looking for your account here, ma'am.
Oh, it's 69.97.
Okay.
Want to look me up by an address?
Let's see here. Go ahead, what's the address?
3619 East I, the letter I, Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98404. I was staying at my daughter's house, so it might be a different address, maybe?
Okay, let's try that.
Okay. Let's see, what was that? 1929 South Hosmer H-O-S, M as in Mary, E-R, Street, and that one is 98405.
I'm trying here, Miss Soul.
You can't find me?
I'm looking under that new zip code now.
Oh, you found it?
No, ma'am. I was looking at it. When you gave me that new zip code, I'm going through my system again with that zip code.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're cutting off now.
I was looking under the old address and the old zip code, but once you just gave me this new zip code, I'm going through my system with that one.
Okay. Oh, okay, I got you. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Are you a vitamin company?
I do donuts. I do some keto, some vitamins, some male enhancements, stuff like that. I am a third-party call center. I do handle 100 of different products.
I'm sorry, you're still cutting off. I think I got you on speaker, so you're on speaker. Something really hard.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
What about now?
I don't know what happened. I was hearing you very clear when we first started talking, but now you're like a very distant, echoing kind of.
Can you hear me now?
I think so, yeah. I think I can.
Okay. I'm going through my system with that new address that you just gave me.
Uh-huh.
So I can see if I can bring something up with that.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Soul. I went through everything I have here with your zip code and that new one. I don't have anything for you, Ms. Soul.
Well, I wonder why it would show up on my bank account.
I'm not sure at all. I went through every campaign I have here with both zip codes, and I don't have anything for you, Ms. Stone, at all.
Oh. Wow. That is really strange. Okay, so I'm just going to have to dispute it with my bank then. That is just, yeah. Okay, well, all right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow, that is strange. Okay.